This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're back on The Pulse with Ali Johan and Arthur Ting tonight. And we just heard a track by Van Halen, Running with the Devil, a bit earlier, talking about our tribute to the late, great Eddie Van Halen, who just passed away last Tuesday night.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And now we're going to move on to our next story, Arthur.
Yep. So we've touched on this before about how concerts are going into games, right? With the likes of BTS, DJ Marshmello and Travis Scott appearing on Fortnite. And it doesn't seem to be just a flash in the pan. Other games have dabbled in collaborating with musicians as well. You have Club Matryoshka that lives on a private Minecraft server, a virtual Minecraft club that is loosely based on the famous Berghain club in Berlin, created by DJ Similar Objects from the Philippines. And more recently, singer Ava Max did a virtual fan meetup event in Roblox, an online game platform that attracted more than 1 million users, where she performed a few songs, interacted with fans, and there was even a merch store in the game. The New York Times podcast called Popcast recently did an episode to talk on this matter, saying that musician avatars are working harder than ever due to the pandemic. According to them, what we're seeing now sets the blueprint for the future in entertainment, where we are outsourcing some of the labor to digital lookalikes of musicians. They also posed the question if this is the future of the music industry and whether we will eventually get to a point where we don't really rely on actual musicians. I really think that this is inevitable. Of course, right now the musician avatars are just a representation of the artist, but we're already seeing things like, you know, AI influencers, where these influencers are actually made by a computer and it's not a real person at all, and they're doing everything influencers are doing, modeling the latest shoes and whatnot, just that it's not a real person.
Right now, I guess, we're in 2020 and we're already seeing virtual concerts. We're already seeing bands having to resort to playing online shows, right? And looking at like that, I went to see the Travis Scott inside Fortnite, and seeing that it's actually still a virtual character, did not.
It's not actually him.
Yeah, it doesn't incite the feeling of, at least for me, like I'm watching a Travis Scott performance. But I can understand how it serves people who are really big fans of the man, you know, and you want to be part of that too. And this is probably going, I don't know. I don't see it happening in the near future.
Well, for me, I think it's only a matter of time before someone creates an AI musician. You know, sometimes we watch Daft Punk perform and we don't really know whether it's actually the Daft Punk producers behind the helmet. It could be anybody, you know. It's only a matter of time before someone creates an AI musician as the face of the music, but behind the scenes there are maybe a few musicians creating the music in the background, but we might never know who actually made the music. Maybe not as a chart-topping artist, but I think it'll definitely be there in due time. Speaking of the virtual realm of concerts, taking it a bit closer to home, well, it's Singapore, so not exactly close, but close enough. Rapper Shiga Che recently did the very first mixed reality virtual concert in Southeast Asia, where he donned a motion capture suit to control his avatar in the concert to perform for virtual fans. So as opposed to the Travis Scott one, where it just seemed like a pre-recorded Travis Scott performance plus visuals, he was actually doing everything live. And I spoke to him recently to find out all about it and how he linked up with the company responsible for executing this virtual concert.
Basically, we were doing a National Day Parade in Singapore on August 9th. And then I was preparing for the show. And then basically the same people that did the visuals for NDP, the National Day Parade, they approached my team and they were like, hey, you know, they're working on something on the side. They're trying to race to like be the first to do this virtual thing or something like that. And they just asked me if I was keen to be the artist to do this thing, like, because it's kind of a experiment at the same time. Everything had to be done from scratch, you know, from building the virtual environments to the different avatars. And they had to order also the motion capture suit from Germany. So it was a process that required quite a big team, actually. Yeah.
Before you worked on this, did you see the Travis Scott Fortnite one?
Oh, I did, definitely. I mean, definitely a fan of Travis Scott, man. I mean, what they did was like they created something within Fortnite, you know, like within the game console itself, which was crazy, lah. You know, but that wasn't live though, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I think that was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
But it still managed to attract about like more than 12 million Fortnite users. Quite insane.
I mean, if it's Travis Scott and Fortnite together, like, you know, it's kind of a expected.
Maybe for the benefit of the listeners out there that did not watch the video, can you explain to me how it works a bit? So you wear a motion capture suit and every move you make will be the same for your avatar in the video?
Yeah, exactly. So the motion capture suit basically mirrors my movement from head to toe. My head movement to my arm movement to my body to my toes to my leg, everything. In front of me, there is a an iPhone that kind of like motion captures my mouth movement. So it kind of like syncs with the whatever I'm rapping. And then there's also a mic that's attached to my ear. And I have an in-ear also on me, in-ear monitor, and then along with a wireless, not wireless, actually a face mic sort of. And then I would just be performing, and the audio is like, it's basically exactly like a live show. Because the people who did the sound were people that did the sound for live shows, for live venues and stuff, when live performances were still a thing, you know? I have to give props to the team that actually put the show together. The director of the show, like Ben, he you know, he planned the whole thing accordingly to like where you have breaks where you can interact with the audience, and then, you know, moments where when the audience would type their comments and would show up while I'm performing beside me and all of that, like, I think one of the things that we miss most, right, about a live performance is like the interaction between the performer and the audience, right? So I think they were really trying to close that gap with this, yeah.
Yeah. What were some of the things where you felt maybe in a live performance, it's a bit limiting, but in the virtual realm, there was a lot of things that you could do. Any examples for those?
There was one point in the concert, they made me fly. Yeah, I could fly up. And then one point in time where I was doing this song called Domo, like there was lightning coming out of my fingers. There was like, yeah, a lot of fun stuff, man. Basically, I can disappear and appear out of anywhere. I'm basically like a alien in the virtual reality.
No limits.
No limits.
Since you were performing in the suit in front of a iPhone in front of your face and a screen, is the adrenaline rush still there for a virtual concert like the one you did?
It's still there, but it's a very different kind of adrenaline rush. You know, like for a live performance, before you go on stage, you can kind of hear the crowd already, you know, and then like, you can kind of feel the crowd from the backstage. And then when you go on stage, it's like, you really feed off their energy. And I guess for a live performance, it can get really loud, you know, and you just lose yourself in a moment in a good way, you know, in music. But for the virtual reality one, I think like the excitement came from like, you know, even myself, as much as the audience didn't know what was going to happen, I didn't know how it was going to turn out because like it's never been done before, right? A million and one things could go wrong. So like the sound could have went wrong, the visuals could have went wrong, because everything that you see from the triggers to like the whatever coming out of my fingers to me flying to me transforming, everything is done live. Mm-hmm. So the production people, they actually time it accordingly to my performance, my movements, and whatever I say to the crowd. So I guess that anxiety and nervousness before going on stage is definitely still there, but very different. This one is like you're worried about different things, you know?
That was Singaporean rapper Shiga Shay. You can check out the full interview on Wavelength. You can catch that on our website or listen to the repeat this Saturday at 6 p.m. for the full interview. Now, we also put up a poll on Instagram asking you if live music of the future would rely on actual musicians or avatars. And the options are A, real musicians, or B, musician avatars.
Right, and the results are pretty telling so far. We have the numbers in at current time. 66% are in favor of real musicians, and another 34% believe in musician avatars taking over, or like the future of live music. This is really going to be something that we should be watching over in the next couple of years, since we have seen developments in AI generation and character generation in virtual life. So I guess I understand, you know, 66% of our poll.
I mean, everybody wants the real thing, right?
Yeah, and that really means also musician avatars might even spell the end for musician as a job, you know, for human beings.
I know previously you said that you don't think it will be happening anytime soon.
Yeah. But it remains to be seen. I mean, we already started a couple of years ago with hologram appearances.
Who knows, right?
Yeah.
I think it's anytime, maybe, if not end of this year, maybe next year, where we'll see an AI created musician. I really believe that's going to happen. You can still join in on the conversation. You can react to our poll on Instagram. We're asking you, will live music of the future rely on actual musicians or avatars? We are on Instagram at BFM Radio. If you'd like to tweet us your opinion, you can do so as well. It's also at BFM Radio. Okay, before we head on to our By The Way segment, here's a brand new one from the alter ego of Jordan Rakai. Not a virtual alter ego, but an actual just a virtual persona. It's Dan Kai with his latest tune called Rainbow Road, a tune that's inspired by Prince and the track Rainbow Road in Mario Kart. So it's a bit of Mario Kart influences with the funk sensibilities of Prince. Check it out, Dan Kai, Rainbow Road on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.